John Caulfield, part one accomplished.
Yeah, we're really good football at this stage, and I thought today was really outstanding. You know, it was a difficult day. Conditions were heavy, obviously, the weather's been horrendous all week. Pitch cut up, but not really, we were totally dominant. You know, we just couldn't get the second goal, I think. Luke makes a fantastic save just after half time. Watch him. Looked like a stonewall penalty in the first half. Adam heads the ball against the post, looked like he had to score. It was that type of game where we couldn't get the second goal to put them away. And also, it was that was the frustrating thing. But overall, I thought our play was, you know, outstanding. The work rate was outstanding, and you know, it was a good win, and we move on to the wins after Friday night. So you know, obviously we know Waterford are a serious team and hot favourites. But this win will do us good.
I think, obviously, there's no one in question. You were by far the better team on the night. And the two late goals obviously will add confidence. And it's nice to see that the two substitutes, Mikey Rowe and Rob Manley, both scored.
Yeah, and Mikey did it the other night as well. And you need impact off the bench. And, you know, Rob did very, very well as well Wednesday night off the bench. And you need guys who coming in can make a bit of a difference, because they had thrown caution to the wind. They pushed us back a bit, and we were a little bit sitting in the last 10 minutes. And certainly, you know, Rob gave us a bit of another avenue up top, and possibly could even score for a header himself. He didn't get over it, so and Walsh hit another one at the back post. But overall, we created lots of chances, and you know, it was good to win. And we just need to get a recovery and during the next few days and prepare for Waterford.
I mean, obviously, it's nice to score goals. Defensively, very solid all evening.
Yeah, you know, obviously, yeah, we know Jordan's strength. You know, we felt Wednesday night we gave a striker free time 6 yards out, 6 yards out of the box, he's going to score. And tonight we were much more tighter and solid. And you know, we knew the ball over top was the one that we wanted. And but overall, the lads did well, and we were much more solid. I think they had one chance. You know, I know there was a couple of shots at Cairnsey, but there were shots expecting to save. But I think they had one chance. Jordan had one. But overall, I felt that you know, we were well in control of the match.
Of course, so big step up again. Obviously, you're at the final stage now, Waterford on Friday night.
Yeah, obviously, and you know, we know Waterford, you know, invested heavy at the break, and you know, they brought in Alex Baptiste, you know, a very experienced player for Bolton, brought Subuala. Ball the boy up top, so they invested really well, and that's what you want in Irish football. You want set of people knocking clubs that are trying to put money in and go full time and have a proper industry here. You know, I welcome, you know, Ward for what they're doing, and obviously, you know, we're hoping Friday night we can put a strong performance. But you know, taking over by Fleetwood Town, they have a strong English influence, English manager, you know, Baptiste, Taylor, Wasim, Junior, Patterson. A lot of English players with a lot of experience, and you know, they got the cup semi-final for a reason, and had a really a big win over 3-2 games, created lots of chances. So we know how good they are and how difficult, but at the same time, you know, we'll work hard during the week and we'll prepare for the match.
Just from our own United point of view, just a couple of players, Ron Manning obviously didn't start today, Bastianieri did, he came off at half time. Are those players fit and well and healthy?
Yeah, absolutely, and you have to see what the conditions are and see what the way it is. You know, I think Roland played 75 minutes the other night, Wednesday night. Quick turnaround, pitch was heavy as well. And, you know, these lads have been out for a long, long time. You know, they missed a lot of game time. And, you know, obviously, we expected to bring Roland probably into the match maybe earlier tonight. But the way it went, it was a funny game. And, you know, we just felt that, you know, Adam hadn't done as well on Wednesday night, whereas tonight I thought he was outstanding and intercepted so much ball. And so it was that type of game. Bastian came in, had a problem with his hamstring the other night, and it was a little bit tight at half time, so we made the switch. And to be fair to Mikey Rowe, he probably felt that he should have started, so that's the way it is. And and he scored and possibly could have scored again, and or before that. So yeah, that's the way it is. You need everyone to play at their part.
And of course, the likes of Rowan and Manley coming in and scoring goals makes your life more difficult or easier. Obviously, the decisions are harder, of course.
Yeah, but that's what you want. You want players to make an impact. You can do nothing unless we're all together. You can do nothing if, you know, you need all the squad. You know, the atmosphere today was electric right from the start of the match. It was brilliant. That's what we want. We're all trying to achieve something here. We're all trying to bring the club to a better place. There's no doubt. It's you know, there's a lot of work being done, and you know that the club is in a strong position. But obviously, the next part is always the hardest. Just going that extra little bit, and you know, when you know, we can see this year you have three full-time teams, Cork, Waterford, ourselves, and the other three teams are in the shake-up.